And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, this August will mark the 2-year anniversary of the tragic shooting death of black teen Michael Brown by a white police officer. That shooting sparked outrage across the nation and made Ferguson, Missouri, a place we would never forget. Now we get some insight into the childhood and short life of Michael Brown through the eyes of his mother. She put it all in a book about her life called Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil, The Life, Legacy, and Love of My Son, Michael Brown. I'm going inside her story with Leslie McSpadden and co-author Laya Beth LaFleur, author of 8 books. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Jackie.
Leslie, let me start with you. The second anniversary of your son's death will soon be here. Has it gotten any easier for you to deal with the fact that he's gone?
No.
What is that day like for you?
It's very depressing. I'm kind of quiet on a day and unseen. Yeah.
Was it helpful to you at all, Leslie, dealing with this tragedy that so many people, because his death sparked so much outrage, came around you and supported you? Was that helpful?
The support was well received and it was needed. And it was helpful for not only myself, but other people in St. Louis that had suffered from and having to deal with the same situation and not being heard, listened to, or receiving the justice that they deserve. It definitely put a spotlight on our city. So, yes, it was helpful.
Now, Lyle, let me bring you into this. The book is called Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil. Why was this something? And it really tells us the story of Leslie's life and hardships. Why is this a book that people need to read?
I think they need to read it, Jackie, because what we wanted to make sure was that we told a story that really captured what this journey was. And I think with Leslie, what made it so important is that it wasn't just, most people are thinking that it's a book about, you know, the case or about what happened. And it really isn't. It's about what happened. As she so amazingly puts it, you know, on August the 7th, on August the 8th, all the days before that, and the journey that they shared and how they grew together as mother and son. And that's what makes it so important, because it humanizes what so many people never got to really understand about this young man and about, you know, how this girl became a woman and how she raised this boy, and they, you know, and they grew up together, and how he was this amazing big brother to his younger siblings. And I think it's just such an important journey, because we don't get to see that about our young boys. And that's what makes it such a special journey and different than what everybody, I think, was expecting when they heard Leslie's doing a book.
Right. Now, Leslie, I want to ask you this, because I keep talking about the title, To Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil. And that's something that your grandmother used to say all the time. Why was that the perfect title for this book?
Because it's a true story. Everything in there is, you know, true. It really happened. And a lot of those things that I mentioned, you know, it wasn't me calling the person. It was the act. And that's how I feel about what has happened to my son. The person that took his life, that was a devilish act. But he's yet to tell the truth. And we're still waiting for that. So I'm going to tell my son's truth. Because he was out there that day, and his side has never been heard nor told.
We know that Laya Beth LaFleur is a wonderful writer. Laya's been with us on the cruise with her book that she did with Eddie and Gerald Levert. And it is a real gift, Laya, to get someone to tell their story, especially one in light of all of this. Was there an aha moment for either one of you where you just kind of overcame any kind of barriers or any kind of reticence to tell your story?
Ooh, Leslie, should I answer that, or we both chime in? I'll just say this. This experience, this journey, I think was healing and eye-opening for both of us. I think through this journey, we found a friendship and a sisterhood. And Leslie helped me in so many ways that she didn't even realize during this process. I was grieving about my father who was dying when we met, and he had passed on during the process as we were, you know, spending time with each other. And so as she was going through this sort of unthinkable situation, she had no idea that she was helping me to get stronger and to deal with my own grief. And so I think that it was something that truly was a divine sort of coming together of things. And I think that's why the story is told so beautifully, because we were able to really, really kind of get in the spirit of things, in the moment of things. And so the task began, how do we let the world know who this baby really was, who this boy really was, and how it is to be a young Black girl who finds herself in a situation and literally pulls herself up and through it grows and learns through watching her baby boy grow up and become, you know, on his way to becoming a man. And so I think that we both found a lot of healing. She just didn't even realize how much she was helping me deal with my own grieving process. And watching her strength was just very, very, it was amazing, and it was uplifting for me. That's what I can say.
I have to ask, because it should be no surprise to either of you that the media is pulling out what you all wrote about Michael Brown Sr., the man, Michael's father, your son's father, that we came to know through television and all the protests and the aftermath of what happened in Ferguson. And you talk in great detail about how abusive he was towards you, Leslie. And I want to ask you both, did you have any hesitation in putting that out there? Did you put everything out there? And how does Michael Brown Sr. feel about this?
Well, I definitely had hesitation about opening up at all. But you know what? These are things that I went through and I made it through, and I've healed from those things. Those were bags that I was carrying around. And if you can compare this to the Erykah Badu song, I just don't want to be that bag lady anymore. I have a big bag and a big burden that I have to carry for the rest of my life, because the state did not do their job and neither did the Department of Justice. So I'm left feeling some type of way that no one can help me manage at all. And your other question about an aha moment, I didn't have one of those, but what I noticed is that the people that were out there being negative and making this a racial divided Black and white issue are the same people that are giving negative comments about the book. And I just hope that God blesses those people.
Good for you.
You say in the book that you also will never be able to forgive. Do you hope that that will change in time?
That's really not a hope question. That's a faith-based question. In time.
Okay. Leslie McFadden, Lia Beth LaFleur, thank you so much for being here. Our thoughts and prayers are always with you, Leslie. Thank you for sharing your story.
And can I just say it was a wonderful sisterhood, because when we were in St. Louis, remember, Tom, and Lia was with Ms. McFadden, and just to watch them together and Lia being very protective of Ms. McFadden. Uh-huh. And I just think that relationship comes out in the book. Really well done.
Oh,
really good
Sybil,
job.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Sybil. Thank you, Jackie. Can I just say, we are out here with the book. We want your positive comments. Give this woman some love. Give this mother some love. And we're tonight in St. Louis at 7 o'clock at Christ Church Cathedral in St. Louis. We'll be in a city near you. And we just hope you come out and support her and support the book.
And the book is everywhere. Pick up a copy. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
The life, legacy, and love of my son, Michael Brown. Really good job.